and a conference today of doctors, lawyers and patients on how best to deal with medical mistakes. It's called Pathways to Progress and aims to try and minimise the impact, upset and cost to all involved when things go wrong in the medical care of people and their families. Roger Murray is chair of Callan Tansey Solicitors and a managing partner there. Roger Murray, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Tell us why the need for this conference in your view.
It's unique in our experience. It's never happened before that doctors and patients and lawyers have gathered in the same room in a non-adversarial setting. We see this as necessary because when matters come to solicitors' desks or when they get to court, the temperature is always very high, the stakes are always very, very high, and it's the last thing that anybody wants. Certainly the families or the patients who themselves have suffered injury don't want it. Certainly the medics and the hospitals don't want it. So this is a root cause analysis to see, are there better ways to try and deal with patients who've been injured and their families with a view to try to minimise the impact both for them and indeed for the caregivers.
The high-profile examples of medical negligence that we would often see on TV screens when a family is outside a court after a multi-million settlement where they have had to battle for often a decade to get that money is often the harsh end of the way these negligence settlements sort themselves out. What can be learned from past experience, which looks difficult and bitter at best?
Well, that's an excellent point, Gavin, that what you're seeing is the end of one particular chapter, but you have to go back to the beginning of the book and find out, well, why did the error occur in the first place? And are there systems errors that are being repeated again and again? We find that families who come to us, and indeed patients, they're quite forgiving of individual people on the front line, the doctors and the nurses who are perhaps under pressure themselves. What they find very, very difficult to accept is that the same systems errors are repeated again and again. Furthermore, the other thing that really drives them to seek answers is because they have been stonewalled or they've been given misinformation or they haven't been given any information. The very first thing that people ask when they come to us is, what happened? Can you tell me why? Money is never mentioned. Certainly when you talk about a catastrophically injured person or a child with cerebral palsy, the money will help in the sense that care can be provided, housing adaptations, all the necessary equipment to make life easier for that person. But before ever you get to a settlement, get to a court case, there have been many forks in the road before you arrive at that destination.
In recent years, there have been calls for open disclosure and candour on the part of medics when mistakes are made. They were made by the current Taoiseach Leo Varadkar when he was Health Minister and also his predecessor, James Riley. It was also part of the bailout deal with the Troika that there would be a change to the way medical negligence payments were settled. Why has change been so slow?
That's an excellent question, Gavin, and it's one that we have asked ourselves and our clients and patients who come to us ask. The first point in relation to disclosure and a policy of candour is that in 2013, to great fanfare, it was introduced that there'd be a policy of open disclosure, a voluntary scheme. But it's our experience that's respected more in the breach than in the observance. In the UK, they've brought in a mandatory duty of candour, where if mistakes have been made, they must be disclosed to patients and their families. We'll be calling for that today. We think that the same duty of candour will certainly minimise the impact of the hurt that's been caused. It won't undo the injury, but it certainly will make life easier in terms of trying to make the person, help the person understand what has happened to them. With regard to the periodic payments, we've been waiting for that for 7 years. A working group signed off on legislation, chaired by a very prestigious judge now in the Court of Appeal. That legislation has been sitting there, and in the meantime, families have to go through the ordeal of going back to court many, many times.
Roger Murray, thanks for speaking to us this morning. That's Roger Murray, Chair of Callan Tansey Solicitors, who are behind that conference on medical negligence in Sligo today.